The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mem Aleph. Les dames ils sont nushmat. Abraham ben Esther ve Elia ben Arekra. Wa hashabt lahem ben Eden ma tani stabu ministro fu ashlema Mickey ben Jamie. Inna lafar lo fadal shatu fotograf bal bkhin yasuna ma ma begin today's daf on Mem Amud Bet. We are starting from the two dots on the bottom of the Amud. Like right across from the bottom, Tosfot of Ishtemute, by a line above that, 11 lines at the bottom. Mane li biyadecha, yomi mane, en lecha biyadi. What does the guy come along and say? I don't know you nothing. That's called kofer bakol. Din is patul. Why? Amar Rav Nachman, u'mashpein oto shivuat heset. Chedush. It's patul from a shivuah medeoraita, but shivuat heset is a shivuah medrabanan, which means that will only a new law. Guy, you owe me 1,000. I owe you nothing. Minat Torah, he walks. You don't owe him nothing. Hashem and the rabbis came along and said, you know what? Midrabbanan. Chutzuat Heset, make a Shivua. Ibrah says, my Tama. What's the reason for this? Hazaka in Adam Toveya, Ela Imkin Yishto Alav. Exactly. A guy's not gonna. We're discussing now, just to get the skeleton, we're discussing now who's got the upper hand over here. When a guy is a toveya and says you owe me 1,000, he's got the upper hand. Because a guy doesn't just make up numbers from left field. A guy comes to you owe me 1,000, you gotta give him hazakah that what? He really owed the money. Therefore, since he has a hazakah, a toveya doesn't stop make up things, so therefore the nitba has to make a shivua midrabanan. So Gemara says, Adrabah, hazakah in adam me'iz bifteh, para bifteh bal chobo. Well, if you're looking for advantages, the advantages on the nitba. Because hazakah we have that says a guy's not going to lie brazenly in front of somebody that did him a favor. And therefore, if the guy's saying, I don't owe you anything, you got to believe him. So on the contrary, if you're trying to find out who's got the scale, who's a tip to whose side, I'll give you the hazakah on the nidba. And if we shouldn't have to make any sort of shivua, he should be believed. Gemara says, ishtemutehu deka mishtamitle. Really, I can tell you, the guy in this case over here, the reason why the rabbis put a shoe on him, because he is brazen. You know why? Because in his mind, he's only trying to buy more time. He knows he owes the money. He's coming at the bin, I don't know anything, just to stall him and get him out of the way. Savar adavile, when I get the money, ufarana le, and I'll pay him. So in that case over there, he doesn't feel he's being brazen. Because in his mind, he'll be kofir now and he'll pay a year later. So once already you take away the brazen fact, the guy will lie. That's why the rabbis had to put on a shivu amid rabbanan on him. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. The Amar of Idi Bar Abi Amar of Chazda, Hakofer b'milveh, a guy that's kofer in the milveh. You owe me 1,000. I owe you nothing. Kasher le'edut. In that case, he's kosher for edut. Why? Because even though he's denying, I say that really he's only doing it as a stalling tactic. So he's really not a liar. Really, he intends to pay it later on. That's why, even though he's saying he doesn't owe. Probably what happened, when I give you a loan, what do you do with the money? You spend it. So like he did, he spent the money. So he doesn't have the money now, he's not liquid to pay the money back. So therefore he's only coming to Beit Din in an innocent lie, to say, oh, I never lent you the money, but it's coming out really, I never borrowed the money, but it's coming out really to pay it back one day, in order to settle it. So therefore, a kofer and a malveh is kasher le'edut, in another case. However, pepikadon pasul le'edut. But when I give you a collateral, the collateral you're not to spend. The collateral has got to be in your possession. You come along and say, I never got a collateral, then already you're a liar. Then already you're a hayab. Then you have to pasul le'edut. So what do you see over here? You see over here the Gemara is admitting that a guy rationalizes. And the rationalization is, I'm not really brazen. I'm just stalling for time. Good. That's why we put a shivad rabbanan on him, in order to get him to swear if he indeed is telling the truth or not. Kavaz Gemara says, Rav Habiba Matni Asefa. Good. Now, until now, we learned all this on the first case. That you put a Shivat Eset on a guy that comes along and says, you owe me 100, and he says, I owe you nothing. Some have the same exact Gemara, but on a different case. What's the case? Rav Habiba Matni Asefa. Maneli Biyadecha, you owe me 100. Amarlo, he tells me, yes, I owe you 100. Lemachar Amarlo. So next day, the Toveya comes and says, Tenauli, give it to me. What does he say? Netativ lach. I gave it to you already. The din of the Mishnah is patur. Oh, again, you got the case? You owe me 100. I know I owe you 100, no problem. you know what? Come tomorrow. I'll give it to you tomorrow. He comes the next day. Where's my 100? I gave it to you already. The deen is. But dude, his name had to say. He paid it to him. Amar Nachman Mashpino to Shvat Eset. Oh, but he has to make a Shivuah mit Rabbanan. So some have to Shivuah mit Rabbanan on the Sefa. So the Gemara says, Man de Matni Aresha. If you have the Shivuah mit Rabbanan on the Dresha case, that's a case clear where the guy wasn't even modeh. Where the guy totally denies the thing, and you're putting a Shivuah on the guy, even though we normally say En Adam Me'iz Bifnei Baal Chomo, but still you're going to come along and say, rationalize, and therefore the guy's not lying, therefore the guy doesn't think he's being brave, that we put a Shivuah. Because you cannot say Fa. Because you can, you're going to put the shoe on his head when the guy was more there. Which means, certainly when the guy's more there, so he has a reason to come the next day and say, they paid me for the shivuah. And she says, they are odu le'alav. Right? He was more there the day before that he owes the money. That she says, bi'ika dirara de mamona. Correct? That's she. I mean, the commentary. Man detani adesha. כל שכן אספה, על אספה של המשנה, שאם הנדבע חייב להישמע כשטוען לא היו דברים מעולם, he's חייב to make a swear. Which means, in that case, guys, kofer, totally put a swear on him. Certainly when he's modeh, you're going to put a swear on him. There's more. When a guy, I don't owe you anything. Swear. Certainly when a guy says, I do owe you. Certainly we're going to put it. And then the next day, it's a little fishy. I paid you, I gave it to you. Certainly going to put a swear. However, man de matni, la asefa. But the one that puts it on the sefa, hakaudika derara de mamona. That's only in this case over here because there's a basis for the money because he was modeh. That's why he put a shivua. Avalata derika derara over there. There's no basis for the money. Therefore, lo continues. New question. My ika ben shivua deoraita le shivua derabana. Good question. What's a shivua deoraita? Would they be mixed up? You owe me 100. I only owe you 50. Menaturah's got to swear. What's Shivua de Rabbanan? Shivua de Rabbanan would be Shivua Teset. You owe me 100. I owe you nothing. Rabbis come along and say, you got to swear. What is there enough coming out between the way a Shivua de Olaita works and the way a Shivua de Rabbanan works? That's the Gemara's question. My Ika Ben Zelizeh. The Gemara's there is. Ika Benayu Mepach Shivua. Reversing the Shivua. Bideoraita lo mafkinan shibwa. Bidrabbanan mafkinan. Rashi. Let's say a kofera kol case. What's the modem of that case? Because it's a deoraita case. You owe me 100. I owe you 50. So the guy, the bit, he says, okay, to the nidba, swear. Guy says, I'm not, I don't want to swear. You swear, and I'll swear I owe you the money. In a deoraita, you can't flip the shivuah. You don't have a right to flip it. But in a drabanan case, you owe me 1,000. I owe you nothing. So we tell the nitba, you owe nothing? Swear. I don't want to swear. Let him swear, I owe him 1,000. The law is under drabanan mepach. You can throw it back. You have an option to throw the shivuah back to the toveya. On a deoraita, you don't have that option. The swear's on you, you got to eat the shivuah. You don't want to make the shivuah? Goodbye, you have to pay. But according to Rav Ashi, even in the deoraita, you could throw the swear on the toveya. So then, back to the question: Shivuah, mafkinat shivuah, ma'ika ben deoraita and rabbanan. What's the nafkah between deoraita and rabbanan? Ika benayu mehat lenichseha. Could you go down to the properties? Which means the guy says, "I'm not swearing. You owe me 1,000." I only owe you 500. Swear. I'm not swearing. Right, then pay. I'm not paying either. Are you allowed to go down out to his property and repossess? So Gemara says, "Bideoraita nachtinan lenichseh." Yeah, on a deoraita, on a modem mixat case, here are your options. Swear or pay. You don't take one of those options, we come into bid into your property, we take it. However, bidrabbanan lo nachtinan lenichseh. On a drabbanan case, you owe me 1,000. I owe you nothing. Okay, swear that you owe nothing. No. I don't want to swear. Okay, you don't want to swear? Pay. I'm not paying either. Okay, and then I go. The guy walks. You can't go down to his property. Because Minat Torah, really, the guy's believed. So you can't go down to his property and repossess. That's enough coming now. Well, the Rabbi Yosef Amar, but of course the Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi your sisters, even in the Rabbanan, you go down to his property. Ditnan, mitziat cheresh shoteh v'katan. Let's say a cheresh shoteh v'katan finds a lost object. Okay? Yesh bahem gezel miftei derkei shalom. The rabbis put gezel on this case over here. Really, minat Torah, whatever they pick up, is doesn't belong to them. They don't have da'at. So technically, whatever you take out of their hands is not gezel, because they didn't have da'at to make a kinyan. But the rabbis came along and said, you know what, we don't want people to start fighting with cheresh shoteh v'katans now. The kid picked it up, leave it to him. Don't take it. If you take it from him, it's gezel midrabanan. Rabbi Yosef said, gezel gamur. Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not gezel midrabanan. This is full-fledged gezel. Now guess what? He also means gezel midrabanan. Because he cannot make a gezel d'oraita. It's not gezel d'oraita. They didn't make a kinyan to make it gezel d'oraita. So what's the difference between gezel d'rabbanan or gezel gamur? So Gemara says, Ra'amar ef'azda gezel gamur midivrehem. Gezel gamur means it's midrabbanan. Oh, so what's the nafkamina between the two answers? Le'may nafkamina le'otzi'o bedayanim. Oh, which means, according to the opinion that says it's gezel midrabbanan, that what? You shouldn't take it. But if you took it, the judges cannot take it away from him again. Means the cheresh shoteh v'katan finds a lost object. You shouldn't take him. If you take him, you're stealing with a banan. But if you did it, you took it, no reversal. Bet he's not going to take it out of your hand. According to the Yosef, it's gezel gamur. That what? The rabbis will come from Bet to pull it out of your hand. So what do you see? Even on a banan, according to the Yosef, Bet goes and repossesses. So according to that, what's the difference between the deoraita and the banan shavua? According to the Yosef, you always repossess. Back to the question. What's going to be the nafkah between the deoraita and the banan, according to the Yosef, that says even on the banan you go repossess? Ika benayu. You know what the Ika benayu is going to be? Shekenegdo hashud ala shavua. Let's say the nitba, that's shikinigdo, against the one that having the claim. Who's against the one that's having the claim? The nitba. He is a shady character, and Betin doesn't believe his shivua, because he's a liar, maybe. So therefore, this guy now, he's kofir, Rabbi Miksa. You owe me 1,000. I only owe you 500. Swear. Betin says, no, this guy can't swear. This guy is hashud. We're not going to put a guy who knows he's a liar to make a shivua. So normally in that case, when the guy's hashud on the shivua, we throw the shivua back to the toveya. So now the case is like this. In the case where the nitba is hashud on the shivua, apkhinan le. You switch it. You give it back to the apkhinan le shivua. V'samo aidach. And you put it back on the other guy. The toveya's got to make the shivua now. Swear that you owed the money. However, b'de rabbanan, rabbis, kofir akol, you owe me 1,000, I owe you nothing. Swear. No, the guy can't swear really because he's hashud. So that's whole deen is takantahi. Ve'takantah le'takantah lo avina. We don't make a takana for a takana. Once already you can't fulfill the rabbinical takana, we're not going to throw it back to him. That's already a double takana. You whole shivua is with the rabbanana. We're going to make a takana, the takana, adkan. But on the doraita, throw it to the other side. Right? In that case, right, exactly, that's what comes out. You owe me 1,000, I owe you nothing. Make a shivua. Betty says, this guy can't make a shivua, he's not trusted. Good, goodbye, go home.
Can we say, if you can make a shivua, you gotta pay?
No. Kofir akol. Kofir akol. Minat Torah doesn't have to pay.
Didn't we learn earlier that if a person has a shivua,
that's what it would mix up. Minat Torah, he has to pay. But in this case, Minat Torah is patur. And he's hashud on a shivua, so he can't make a shivua. That's it, it's takara. That's the point. Bidiuk. Two swears in one case?
One again. Is that ever possible?
No.
Never.
You don't have two swears. Somebody's going to be a big sinner. Bidiuk will never put two swears because somebody for sure is lying.
The two guys that grabbed the talit, they said, I own at least half.
Bidiuk, you cannot, Bidiuk will not put a shivua if you're forcing one of them to make a lie. Continue your case. The rabbis who argue Rabbi Yosef, the amru b'drabanan lo nahtinan l'nikseh. I'm going back to the answer. The rabbis hold that even on rabbanan items, you don't go down to the property. Which means, we gave an answer above. What was the answer we gave above? What's the shivua deoraita shivua drabanan? On a shivua deoraita, you go down to the property. On a shivua drabanan, you won't go down to the. In the case where let's say he can't make it, he doesn't want to make a shivua. He doesn't want to make a shivua. The right does go down, reassess his property, go possess his property. The Rabbanans, He doesn't want to make a shivua. He doesn't want to pay. Too late. He can't do anything. But according to the rabbis, that all you want to be said, they say what? Lo nachtinan l'nichsed, that you don't go down to his property. My avdinan le. So what do you do? So there's an opinion out there that says, even on the deoraita, according to Rabbi Hakamim, you don't go down to his property. This is a scam. You owe me 1,000. I only owe you 500. Swear, not swearing. Pay. I'm not paying. And the rabbi's old, you don't go down to his property either. So the guy gets off the hook. Well, what kind of law is that? I won't swear, I won't pay. They're not going to go down to my property on a deoraita even. I walk. So according to the rabbis, what's the recourse? Okay, when I say, you know what the recourse is? Mishamtinan le. Hirim. Put him in a harem. So Yavala says, you put him in a harem until he swears or he pays. Amale Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina tells them, listen to this line. Nakte bichufse dinishbeke legilimehu. It's like you're holding a guy by the kufse. Kufse, as she says, is like a cluster of grapes that hangs. Part of the body that hangs. They call it kufseh. Like you're holding him by the kufseh, until he drops the garment that he's holding in his hand, which means you're gonna the guy will be stubborn. Put him in the doing till he swears. Okay, no problem. What's that gonna do? So it's like you're holding the guy until he drops the shirt. He'll hold on forever. What is that gonna accomplish over there? Which means I'll explain better. You told me you don't go down to his property, right? This is worse. This is worse than going down to his property. You're putting him in nidui until he's modeh. Isn't that forcing him? That's like what? Holding on the guy's bimbushav. You don't have a choice. Again, you just told me we don't want it. We can't go down to the guy's property. We don't force. Oh, you don't force. So what do? Put him in harem until he decides. Put him in harem. That's like forcing him. That's like holding the guy until he drops the shirt. That's force. Ela my abdina. So what do? Which means you have to force him to swear. Amar le mishamtinan le ad matizman nagde. You put him in harem or nidui until after 30 days. After 30 days, they put him in malkut. Because the din is you give malkut after 30 days. And then they let him go. Which means it's a 30-day item. You try to force him to make the shivua. After 30 days, give him whips. Try to get the guy to make the shivua at that point. If he doesn't, that's it. You can't do anything. Till the first answer we thought, put him in a harem, unending. Unconditionally. Say, you can't do that. That's forcing him. Okay, put him 30 days, give him the whips, and then that's over. That's the law. After nidu, you have to give a guy lashes. Okay, last point. Look at Rashi, by the way. Nakte likufsed l'shbekel l'gedemeu. O chazon bebetza v'telimim bo, ad sh'yitin lo talit sh'alav. Kelomar, kivan demishamtin an l'edon, she should put him in nidu forever. Ad l'etev let demetam l'nekse adit me'ay. There's no greater forcing than this. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amar papa, true story. Hay man da'apik shtara al havre. Okay, what did the guy do? As a shtar against his friend. Shtar, legal shtar, and all that. Amar le, he says, shtara paruahu. He says, I'm within the shtar, but it's paid up. Amrinan le, we tell the love, lav kol keminach. You're not believed to say that. Zil shalim. Go pay. Because bottom line, he's holding the shtar. The shtar is, why is he holding the shtar? You can't say you paid. If it was paid already, the shtar should have been ripped up. The fact that he says the shtar, he's not named out to say parua. Ve'im amar l'shtebali. But if the love says, swear to me that I didn't pay you, claims he wants to swear. Amrinan le l'shtebali. We say swear to him. Which means he can't force a shivua. Of course, sometimes what happens is, a guy pays back, and the malveh says, the star's at home, I'll bring it to you tomorrow, we'll rip it up, and you never get around to it. So it's possible that the guy really paid back, and the guy's just holding on to the star. So therefore, if he doesn't know anything, the malveh, and he just says, I paid it back, the betim will say, alright, pay him.
Isn't a loan with a star right there?
Okay, good.
Well, didn't we learn we're not mafkinan?
Is this a mafkinan? I don't know if it was on him to swear in the first place.
Oh, because he was koferako.
It's koferako. So therefore, he's come. The din is over there. The love says, "You swear to me." Swearing, you can do that. Look at that sheet. Ishtebado partichat. Okay, nothing. Look at the next case. One more case we have to do. By the way, to your point, some want to say that this is only according to Shita that says you could switch. Because he's really being kofir akol. Kofir akol, we put a shivua de rabbanan on him. Now, if he doesn't want to make the shivua, he could put the shivua on the toveya. So if this Gemara is going like the opinion that says you can be mehapechen ad rabbanan. That's what you have to say. Now, second case. Uma bin ze le pogemet shtaro. Okay, we have one more case. What's pogemet shtaro? Pogemet shtaro is a case. Guy comes and says, the loveka, the malve comes along and says, you owe me, but you paid me part of it. You don't owe me the thousand. He brings a shtar. You don't owe me the full price. You gave me half, let's say. What he's doing is he's pogeming the shtar. He's compromising the shtar to say, already the shtar was paid, so to speak, somewhat, but was not paid fully. So in the law, in that case, it says that, again, the malveh has to swear. So you have two cases where the malveh swears. One case where the guy says, you didn't pay me anything, where the shtar is solid. And then you have another case where the guy comes along and says, you paid me part, and we still say the malveh has to make a Shivua. So the Gemara asks, Ma ben ze le pogem et ashtaro? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Rashi explains. Vechi ma ben ze shelo pagam shtaro? The first case, he wasn't pogem the shtar. He said the shtar is 100% valid. You owe me full value of the shtar. Le pogem shtaro detnan ha pogem et ketubata. What's that? It's a lady. A lady comes with a ketubah. She says, you paid me half of it. In that case, the din is lo tipara ela mishwa. She has to make a Shivua. Ketzad hayta ketubata elef zuz v'hu amar et kabalt ketubatech. He says, I paid you all ketubah. Ni omeret lo tkabati ela mani, I only received 100. So she's pogemed because she's saying, the shtar was paid partially. Hu ilu modet b'mane, since already she is modet that she got paid 100, pogemet et shtar ketubata. She is compromising the shtar. It's like I got paid. Ve'lo tipara shor el b'shvah. She has to make a shvah now. Deleka lemesmak tu ashtara. Now you cannot rely on the shtar anymore. Which means, once already you say you got paid, you can't say, oh, I have a shtar. What it says in the shtar is not true anymore. So therefore you compromise the shtar. Now the Gemara says, which means, who's more prone to make a shivua? The lady that says already she got part of her money. So therefore, what's the difference? Even if you're saying she says she didn't get, if the Maveh says he didn't get anything, he has to make a Shivua. So why is this case better? Where he says, I got paid 100, then he has to make a Shivua. In both cases, what's the difference if he's kofer the whole thing? He says, here's my shtar, I didn't get paid anything. When the shtar is 100% good, make a Shivua. Here's the shtar, I got paid 100, make a Shivua. Now, what's the difference in the cases? Which is certainly in a case where you're pogam the shtar, I understand we have to make a Shivua. So how is this better than a case where we kofer akol? He starts to make the same shivua. So I'll tell you the difference. The difference between the cases is amar le hatam, in the case where you pogem the shtar, afagav de lo ta'in ihu ta'anina le anan. Oh, which means like this. This is lo ta'anina. Lady comes at the bet din. Comes with the shtar to the husband. You owe me the ketubah. I paid you the ketubah. So no, I have the shtar. You just paid me 100. What's the law in that case? She has to swear. Right? She has to swear. But let's say the husband doesn't know the law that she has to swear. Bet din will tell the husband, listen, your rights are, you can make her swear. Which we don't put a shivua until somebody claims a shivua. So Bet Din, since he compromised the shtar, she compromised it by saying she got part of it already, so the shtar now is pagum, so she's not so believed with the shtar anymore, so we tell the husband, tell her to swear, ta'aninan le. However, ha'cha amrinan le zil shalim le. But in the case where guy says, hey, here's the shtar, you didn't pay me anything. So you know what the regular law is? The other guy says, I paid. Beit Din's going to come along and say, pay him. Unless the guy's smart enough to know the law and says, hey, I'm not paying until he makes a shivua. There he has to initiate the shivua. If he doesn't initiate the shivua, Beit Din's not going to initiate it. Because really, in this case over here, the guy's coming along with a shtar. He has power. Shtar, I think nothing was paid. And I got the shtar in my hand. So anyway, he really should be believed. You come along and deny everything? Hey, buddy, I got a shtar. A shtar is like witnesses. A shtar is powerful. So therefore, you got to pay. Now, if he knows something, he'll say, hey, I remember learning halakha. Don't you have to swear to me? Oh, he knows halakha. Swear. But if he don't mention anything, Betty's not going to tell him, like in a lawyer, hey, make him a swear. So that's the difference. In a pigam case, we tell the other guy, make him swear. But on a straight up shtar case, we don't do that. Now, give us one more point. If he's a rabbi, we don't make him swear. Yep. Which means like this. The malveh, the one that's a malveh, he comes into Beit Din, which means we don't cause him to swear. Kishilo pagam al malveh tashtar. In a case where he wasn't pogam the shtar, the malveh says you owe me fully. Right? I have a shtar, you owe me. So the malveh says, okay, swear to me. He's a rabbi, we don't make him swear. What else? Well, we let Rabbi steal shirts from people's backs? Which is, what should he make him swear? Which, if he really owes the money now, the other guy says, I don't owe you. Oh, he's a rabbi, you can't make him swear. And therefore what? We pay him. What? The rabbis take shirts off the people's backs? That's what that says. Which is, why should a rabbi be different over here, in this case? Ela lo mizdakina
neledina.
Oh. Don't even take the Tamid Hacham to court at all.
It's still the same.
No. Which means not to make him swear and not to collect. He can't collect. The Tamid Hacham is a shtar. He's claiming, I owe me. So now, if you're going to think of the Beit Din, what's going to happen? He's going to say, swear. No, you can't. You can't say, oh, you're a Tamid Hacham, you can't swear. So don't bring him to Beit Din at all. So that's it. He's stuck.
Who's the Tovea?
Nacham. Nacham is coming with a shtar. You owe me 1,000, like it says in the shtar. If you would have came, that's playing out. He came with the Beit Din. What's the other thing I'm going to say? Swear to me. You can't do that. The rabbi doesn't lie. You can't make a rabbi swear. But that's not fair also because, wait, the rabbi doesn't swear? Everybody else doesn't swear. But the rabbi just walks away. So the rabbi, you know what? If this is the case, Beit Din won't take the case. So he can't collect. I'm reading here. Exactly, which is a catch-22. He wants him to swear, and we can't make the guy swear. So since he can't swear, he can't get paid. The catch-22. The only time the man gets paid is if he swears. But you can't make the guy swear because you make him look like a liar. So don't bring him to court so you won't have this dilemma. He didn't swear, he doesn't get paid.
The swear that we're talking about is only when the guy says...
Borrow money from the Tamid Hacham.
The swear that we're talking about is only when the other guy flips it on him, right?
Sure,
flips it,
sure. No, in a case where you don't plug him to start, yeah, he's got to know it. The case where he's not plug him to start, he's got to know it. We're not going to be talking
about it.
But we know.
We won't take the case.
You know, we won't take the case. Look at that sheet. Just read that sheet there. Rome is the kid. Let's see on the page there. The Shabbat. We're not going to make him swear. The Mehzi de Hashdin on there. You're suspecting him. It's not nice. Velo ligvotlo. But you can't make him pay. Can't make the other guy pay either. The Amar le Ishtebali de lo peratich. That's right. He's saying, swear to me. But you can't make him swear. So therefore, like we said, it's a catch-22.
Amazing.
And the skakim the dino shetamir acham klal. Okay. Baruch Adonai de Olam. Now he says, Omnam imudo tzeli hishaba v'nekvot et achov nashai. You can't make him swear. But if he's a swear, I don't care. Baruch Abba. Tamir acham wants to collect. That's the point. You can't say nishtebali.
The
nitibah. The nitibah doesn't swear in this case. The Tovea swears. I have a problem.
But in a regular case, in a case of Tovea is going to swear, you can't.
Could be a Shiva Doraita, yeah. This is Shiva Rabbanat. Maybe that's Rabbanat. This is Rabbanat. Then he says over here further, Rosh, Ve'im tafas remit l'shava. Let's say Tamir Hakam goes down to the guy's field and takes the money. We're not going to take it out of his hands. So then the rabbi has a way to get collected. He can make a shavua, or he can just take it, and he ends up keeping it. That's the Rosh's opinion. Which is normally a guy that would grab in this case, we make him return it. But Tamir Hakam says he's in a catch 22 because he didn't swear, but we don't want to lose the money. So if he's to fess, it's okay. Gemara continues. We are one line before they get wide. We have a quote from the Mishnah. Maneli biyadechav v'chule. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Aseh Hamalvet Chaviro be'edim. A person lends money to his friend with edim, with witnesses, in front of witnesses. Sarich lefor'o be'edim. Okay, so the law is, you lent with witnesses, when the lover pays back, he's got to pay back in front of witnesses. The assumption is, the reason why I lent in front of witnesses is I don't trust you. And therefore, when you pay me back, you got to pay in front of witnesses. And if you don't pay back in front of witnesses, I don't believe you to say you paid. No, I gave it to you. No, as long as we're no witnesses, he's not believed. The lover can tell the malveh, Shmuel says that the Love has a migu. He can say, listen, you're right, you told me to pay in front of witnesses. You didn't tell me that, actually. You lent money in front of witnesses. So the deen is, we assume that you want me to pay back in front of witnesses. So Halakha says, he's ne'eman when he says, I paid you back. Even though there was no witnesses. He's ne'eman to say that. Why? Because if he wanted to say, he could have said, I paid you back in front of witnesses, and they went to China, they went to Medina Tayyam. And therefore, when he says parati, he's ne'eman. Because if he wanted to fabricate, he could have said, I paid you in front of witnesses, they're not here anymore. So therefore, he's ne'eman, even when he says, I paid you stam. That's going to Shmuel Yavimigu. So the one says, Tenan, we learned it on Mishnah. Maneli biyadecha, you owe me 100. Amar lo hen, he says, yes, it's true, I owe you. He's modeh. Lemachar amar lo tenaholi. The next day he says, okay, yesterday you admitted to me, where's my money? Netativ lach, I gave it to you already. Patur. The Gemara says, v'ahacha, over here, kevan v'tav'e be'edim. In this case over here, he was toveyahim in front of witnesses. Which means when he asked for the money, the kaoraz in front of witnesses, because the guy admitted. Now the admission is only valid in front of witnesses. Because if a guy admits not in front of witnesses, he can come to the next day and say, I was sketching, I was joking around. So therefore the case must have been talking about where he said, Where's my money? You owe me money. He said, yeah, I owe it to you. And there was witnesses there. So the Gemara says, admitting in, or claiming the money in front of witnesses, keman de usfe be'edim deme, is no different than lending it in front of witnesses. Ve'ketani patur. And still, what does it say? The next day, when the guy comes along and says, I paid you, so we say what? He's believed. So you see what? That's a question according to the first rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the name of Rabbi Aseh. You told me that if you lend money with Edim, the guy's got to give the money back with Edim. Amen. And if he doesn't, he's not believed to say Parati. But here you see clearly, he didn't lend them with Edim technically, but he claimed it with Edim. He claimed, hey, where's my money? Two witnesses with, hey guys, I owe it to you. Next day, pay me, I gave it to you already. So he's Ne'eman. Mm-hmm. Even though he didn't pay it back in front of Edim. So that's a question. Given us to you, it's a question against the Aseh. Says, what are you talking about? I only said that in a case where initially he lent the money in front of Edim. When he lent the money in front of Edim, that clearly shows he doesn't trust the Lovet. That's why he's putting Edim over there. That's why we understand he's got to get paid in front of Edim. But in this case, Lovet, he lent them the money without Edim. He only claimed it with Edim. So therefore, since you see at the time of the loan, he didn't put Edim, so therefore he trusted him. So he's believed to say he paid him, even without Edim. There's a difference between Edim at the time of the loan or Edim at the time of the claim. At the time of the loan, there's no trust on the Lover. Therefore, you got to pay Dafka Be'edim. At the time of the claim, it's the time of the claim. It's his name, to say Parati, even after. That's the simple difference. Okay, that's one version of this whole story. Now we have another version of the story. We have Yosef, Matniachet of Yosef, as the virgin, like this. Amar Yehuda, Amar Amaseh. Amalvet, Chavero, Be'edim. Again, same story. A guy lends money to his friend in front of witnesses. Enu tzadik lefarao be'edim. Okay, same answer. He doesn't have to give it in front of Edim. No, it's not the same answer. Amalvet, Chavero, Be'edim. Enu tzadik lefarao. Totally different. You lend money in front of witnesses, you don't have to pay back in front of witnesses. However, which means, unless you explicitly stipulate, unless you told the guy, listen, I'm only lending you the money on condition, don't pay me only in front of witnesses. Which is, you can pay back him without edim. And his name had to say, parati. However, when a guy comes along and says, don't pay me, ensure you don't pay me back in front of only in front of witnesses, then already it's a stipulation, he's got to do that. When they send this halakha for Shemuel, Amar li, he said, Yachol lomar lo, Bela'ticha b'fne ploni uploni, ve'halchu lahem le'medina atayam. According to Shemuel, according to this version over here, he says, the love can say, can actually say, I lent you, if he says, I paid you back the money in front of this witnesses over here, and the witnesses went to Medina Atayam. Which means it's not a migu, we're saying, he's got to say this. If he says this claim, I paid you in front of witnesses and they went to Medina Atayam, he'll be believed on that side. Comes the Gemara and says, Gemara's going to explain now. Right, he just explains over here. If he knows Sahzeh b'machlukotam sovir Shemuel, that even when he specifically said, I pay me dafka in front of Edim, he can still get out of it by saying, I paid you in front of witnesses and they went to Medina Tayyam. Why? Because Shemuel hold, but the guy's, maybe the guy's lying. Because Shemuel will hold over here that Hazakah, the guy's not lying. Because once already he says, I paid you in front of witnesses and I went to Medina Tayyam, it's something that can be revealed. If these witnesses come back, they'll say, what are you talking about? We never had any loan over here. So he's scared to lie in a case where it's atid lehigalot. So therefore the deen is, Shemuel says his name. I mean, you're right. Shemuel holds this case. You got to say something with witnesses here. Because bottom line, the guy said, only pay me back with witnesses. So the guy's got to mention something with witnesses. You can't come along and say, I paid you. You got to talk about witnesses in this case, because the guy stipulated clearly, don't pay me back only for the witnesses. But the Hadushas, you could say, I paid you witnesses, but the witnesses are in Medina Tayyam. He's the Iman. Why? Because he's not going to lie in a case where he can be disproven. Because these Reuven and Shimon that are in Hong Kong will come back and say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. There was no such case. So that's why Shimon says, Ne'eman. Now the Gemara says, Tena, we learned in our Mishnah, Mane Yadecha, you owe me 100, Amar lo, Hen, yeah, I do, admits, Amar lo, Al Titenehu di Ela b'fnei Adim. He told him clearly in the Mishnah, don't pay me back only in front of witnesses. The Mahar, Amar lo, Tenehu di, okay, give me my money back, Netativ Lecha, he says, I gave it to you, Hayav. Oh, he's Hayav. Why? Because again, he has to give it to him in front of Adim. Okay, we understand that. Kabbalah says to you, Shmuel, that is a question against Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, maybe the case is talking about, Netativ lach, I gave it to you, and the witnesses are overseas. And according to Shmuel, that's good enough. Because why did the Mishnah say when the guy comes along and says, I paid you? So, it's not good, because he has to give it in front of Edim. He doesn't have to give it in front of Edim, according to Shmuel. As long as he tells him that I paid you in front of Edim and the Edim went away, it's also okay. But the Mishnah is not Masha like that. Masha's not, he tells him, listen, you owe me money. He says, I admit, I owe you money. No question about it. Oh, you give it to me, the next day he comes to me, hey. And then he says, tomorrow I want you to pay me, but man, listen, pay me Dafka in front of Edim. Don't play around. Okay. The next day he comes along, Where's my money? I paid you. Oh, I paid you. Hayav. Why? You didn't give it in front of Edim. No, was not the original one. Was not in front of Edim. Wait, we'll see now. Originally, he said, "But pay me." And you don't pay me now. I want you to pay me the money. Paying the money now. Paying the money. That's like now to the loan. Pay me the money in front of Edim.
I mean, I said even the original part.
Because he admitted. You mean? Mission had to be in front of Edim. Otherwise, the mission is nothing.
Right.
But the loan wasn't in front of Edim over here.
So the Hamamina is that it was, no? Because only if he tells...
Well, let's see the Gemara. Amalecha Shemuel. So Shemuel first along comes along and says, Tanei. Okay. First of all, what do you want from me? It's about look at Tanei in my case. And therefore, Amishnah is one Tana, and I go like a different Tana. The Tanya, Be'edim il Viticha, Be'edim Parali. So he says like this, I lent you money with Edim. Be'edim Parali. I want you to pay me back in front of Edim. O Yitin. Or he's got to give back the money with Edim. Or Yavira Ayah Shenatan. Or he's got to bring a Ayah that he gave it back. Rabbi Yudam Vitramid Yachol Lomar Lo Peraticha Befne Peloni Uploni Valchul Ahem Limidina Tayam. So clearly the second Shita sounds like a Shmuel. Yeah. When the guy says, I lent you with money, I want you to pay me back, I want to lent you with Edim, and I want you to pay me back Davka for the Edim. So look at the second Shita. Rabbi Yudam Vitramid says, he could tell him, I gave it to you back. The Nedim went to Medina Tayam. So Klishim says, what do you want from me? I have a rabbi like me, the Biudam Betera. I, the Tana of the Mishnah, that says Hayav, that's like the first Shita, that says, once he says there's witnesses, he's got to pay. He's got to make good on it. Until he brings actual witnesses at the time of the giving back. So he says, what do you want from me? I have a machloket Tanaim. But I says, Parich Rav Aha. So Rav Aha asked on Shemuel what he just said. Mimai de bishah talva'a ka'ir. Who told you in this braita that you're bringing a machloket that we're talking about, that he asked for witnesses, he demanded it at the time of the loan? Ilma bishah tevi'a ka'ir. Maybe really at the time of the loan there was no witnesses. And now at the time of the claim, all this is happening. V'achi kamar. This is the machloket. V'achi kamar. Lav be'edim il viticha. Which means he comes along and says at the time of the claim, the time that he's claiming, did I not lend you the money with edim? Which is at the time of the loan there was edim, but he never made a stipulation. Pay me back dafka with edim. He loaned in front of witnesses at the time of the tibiah when he said, hey, where's my money? Listen, didn't I lend you with money and with edim? So make sure you pay me back with edim. He didn't throw that stipulation in only at the time of the tiviyah. Then he said, hey, you better pay me back with witnesses. Aval. So in that case over there, we have a machloket. Is he hayab or not? Because since at the time of the loan, he didn't stipulate that. So you can go either way. That's why Shmuel's going to say he's patur. You can get out of it because at the time of the loan you didn't stipulate Davka pay me back. Aval b'shat alba. But if it was stipulated at the time of the alba, don't pay me back only with witnesses. The v'ra go hayav. Everybody's going to say hayav. And then we have no rabbi. You said Shmuel, I have a rabbi like me. You don't have any rabbi like you. This case is not analogous to the case we're trying to prove over here. Our case we're trying to prove is witnesses at the time of the halva'a, and he told them, make sure you pay me Davka with the witnesses. This case wasn't like that. This case is at the time of the loan, he's the witnesses without a stipulation. And only later on, when he claimed them, he said, by the way, I lent you with witnesses, so therefore make sure you pay me back. That case was later on, where at the time of the loan there was no stipulation, Shmuel will agree. In that case, if you never been to that, we'll say, it's okay. Even if he paid him back and told him the witnesses went to me, that case is okay. But Shaykin, maybe at the time of the loan, where he specifically stipulated, you got to pay back in front of witnesses, maybe even the Biudam Mitzvah will say it's not good until he actually brings witnesses. You haven't found the rabbi that agrees to you. So you can't tell me I go like a Tana. The Tana is not in your case. What's the bottom line of halakha in these cases? Okay, that's the first case. You lend with witnesses, he's got to pay back with witnesses. So there you go, you have a machloket on what the halakha is. He says, you don't have to pay back with edim. On a stamp case. But if he said clearly at the time of the loan, listen, I'm giving you with witnesses, don't make sure you don't pay back only through witnesses. Then everybody says, you got to pay back with edim. However, but like Shmuel, if he says, I paid you back in front of Ploni Uploni, that chulem libat hayam, ne'eman. So that was like Shmuel according to the second version, which means, according to this understanding, first of all, malvet chavro be'edim, it's machloket. You have to pay back be'edim, that's machloket. However, if he comes along and clearly says, you gotta pay me back, don't pay me back, he said it, don't pay me back only in front of be'edim, then he's gotta pay back in front of be'edim. What does that mean? That means if he came along and says, where's my money? I paid you back. Unless he talks about witnesses, he's got to pay back again in front of witnesses. If I'm not, you're not believed unless you pay back with witnesses. But, according to Shemuel, which is halakha, if the person comes along and says, I paid you back with witnesses, and just they went to Medinat Yam, he's ne'emat, because hazaka that he's telling the truth, and hazaka is not going to lie in a case where it could be nidgaleh, where the witnesses will come back and prove him wrong. So why should he lie on something that could that's a legaluyah? So therefore, in that case, it's going to be revealed, he's going to be ne'emat. We have our Gersa over here. That means not Shemuel.
Right.
Okay, so either like Shemuel or not like Shemuel. But you have the point.
If he went in without witnesses.
He went without witnesses.
He could come later and
say, parati.
You owe me money. No, you owe me money.
I paid you.
You owe me money? Yes, I owe you money. Then change the terms. Okay, make sure you pay me in front of witnesses.
It's over there.
No.
That was the case we had a machloket. That's exact. Oh, he didn't lend with witnesses in the beginning? He didn't lend with witnesses. So in that case, whatever it could be, everybody will say that he doesn't have to be with witnesses.
Even if he comes on the coin?
The only time he said was, I lent you with witnesses. No, that's why I want you to pay me back with witnesses later on. But if he didn't lend him witnesses in the beginning, so then it sounds like you'll go back to the machloket of Malveh Be'lo Edim. You'll go back to a situation that everybody should say, there was no witnesses at the time and alone. Right? There's no witnesses at the time and alone. No, you're an enemy. There was no witnesses. You don't know anything. Okay, well, that should be okay. Even though at the time of the TBI, he stipulated, too late.
Right,
too late.
Can't change the
deal. Okay, Gemara continues. Go, read the Siman, the Imam, the Siman, the Uven, the Shimon, the Tanu, the Cheta, Yofi, Upara, Ploni, Oploni, Afsi, Sitra, Behemnuta, Kebe, Tre, Ahud, Amale, Hadre. Okay, we have all stories now. Cases, halachic cases. Guy tells his friend, pay me back. Clearly said, to these two guys, I was paying back for the Uven and Shimon. Not witnesses. He specified the Uven and Shimon.
Time alone.
Time?
Time alone, he said.
Yeah, time alone. When you pay me back, I want you to pay me back in front of the Uven and Shimon. Of course, the guy didn't listen. He paid back in front of two other guys, two strangers. He told the bottom line, pay me back in front of two witnesses. He paid back in front of two witnesses. The Uven and Shimon was just an example. But he paid it back in front of two witnesses. Anything stronger than two witnesses? Two witnesses are going to say that they saw them pay back the loan. When he said the Uven and Shimon, it's time he gave an example of Uven and Shimon. But he meant to pay back in front of two. And he paid back in front of two. That's the Hadus of Rava. Amar le Rava comes along and says, "Lehachi kama le ba'peri uven v'shimon." What do you mean? There's a reason why he said davkar uven v'shimon. Ki hechi de lo nidhiya, so he doesn't push him off. So the lover doesn't push him off and say, "I paid you in front of those guys and all that." He said, "Davka, I want these guys, Reuven and Shimon." Yes, which means he'll come along and take witnesses that he likes and say that I paid in front of those witnesses. He says he doesn't want any other witnesses over there, which means the witnesses will testify for his good or whatever like that. He has to deal with them. I only want Reuven and Shimon, and therefore it's like a tenai. It's like a condition he made with him. Which means, until Reuven and Shimon come and see the money gets paid back, you're not believed to say parati. You're not going to believe to say that you paid back. Even if you're going to come along with other witnesses, they're going to say, it doesn't matter. Until Reuven and Shimon say the loan was paid back, and you accepted that. And that's what's big hadush of it. Which means, even though he brings other witnesses, which is nothing strong in the world than two witnesses, and the two witnesses say, he paid back. The witnesses say he paid back. Doesn't matter. You stipulated the Uven and Shimon. And I told you the Uven and Shimon. And then we'll pay again. It's going to come out. It could be paying again. Because the Uven and Shimon, Levi and the Yehuda come along and say, yeah, we say he paid back. Doesn't matter. Till the Uven and Shimon write off on it, it's not enough. That's a big hadush of Lava. Okay. Need a she on that?
How do they let anyone swear in that case?
Right, the other guy said these guys are shaker. That's what the verse saying. Until you got the Reuven and Shimon. Okay. What are you saying?
There's one thing I think anyone swear if there's a deem going each way saying that.
According to Rava, the first deem is nothing.
Don't stipulation. Till Reuven and Shimon say you paid it.
They don't make the guy with swear.
Yeah. It's got to pay. The guy tells his friend. כי פרעת לי, פרעון לי בפה בטרה, נתנו הלכתה. אוקיי, no new case. When you pay me back, I want you to pay me back in front of two guys that study הלכה. תמיד יחרים. עזב, פרעה, בין דילה לדילה. Same case, you didn't listen. He paid back in front of regular guys. התניסו, ענה, זוזה. He paid him back. What happened? The מלווה that got the money, he lost the money. Honest happened. The money that he got paid back in front of these two regular guys, he lost the money. Honest happened. Now, so he comes in front of Rav Nachman and he says, "Amaleim." Yes, no question. Kabule kabiltinu mine. I did get money from the loveh. He definitely gave me money back. Derech pikadon, but it wasn't paying back the loan. I thought he's giving me the money as a pikadon, because again, I told him only pay me back in front of the two witnesses that study halacha. So when I saw these two witnesses that are not halachic people, I thought he's just giving me money to watch. So I took the money as a pikadon, and there's honest over here. So I'm not chayav on a pikadon if something happens to Onis. Therefore, I'll see you later. I'm not paying him back the pikadon, and he still owes me the loan money. That's what his claim was. Ve'amina levega by pikadon. I figured this will be a pikadon. Ad mitrame betre detanu alcheta, until he brings me two witnesses that are, follow halakha. Tamid achamim u'mekayim tanenu for the condition that I made. So that's the claim in the betin. Now, what does betin rule in such a case? So amar le kevan de kamodit. Since already you're being modeh that you got money from and he paid you back, which means once already you're saying you're not denying that he gave you the money back. You're saying he gave you. Why would he give you the money back? He's saying it's a pikadon from left field. A pikadon all of a sudden he owed you the money, and you say you got back the money. So he says, "I amart lekayumet tanae." In other words, they were being sharp with him. They said, "Oh, you're worried about your tanai." That he didn't do it in front of Tamid Achamim, Zil Aitinu, go give him back the money temporarily and let him give it back to you. We're Tamid Achamim. We study everything. We know everything. So if you want to fulfill your stipulation, no problem. They were being like sharp with him. Give it back to him, and we'll watch him give it over to you because we're Tani Halcheta. Which means, bottom line, according to this, once the guy admits that he got this money, this payment back, then already you can't come along now and claim, "Oh, I thought it was a pikadon." You got your money back, finished. They ain't gonna go start claiming, "No, you lost it." No good. The raise not there. Okay? They don't halachot. They don't halachot. For sure, these two guys were not even close, so it didn't matter. Okay? Okay, continue. Next story. Yahud, I'm on the Havre. Kaisa says, "When have the." Okay, give me the 100 that I lent you. Amale lo hayu devarim me'olam. Lahadam. Lahadam lo hayu devarim me'olam. Never happened. Now listen to this case here. Azal ayte sahadeh de'uzveh. Brought when the malveh brought witnesses, proved that indeed he did lend the money. Upar'ay. Now the witnesses over here went a step further. Bringing witnesses just to show this guy's a liar. You the one has come along and say he did loan money, but the one has also added, and he paid back. By the way, there's another man there. The witnesses went too far. They came along and said he paid back, but no problem. Continue the story. I'm going to be in my name. So what do you want to do in this case? Inu amar usfe, inu amar peraya. You got to go with the witnesses. The witness says there was a loan, and the witnesses say it was paid back. So game over. It was paid back. What do you want to do now? However, Rava Amar, and here's a big chadush. Kol ha'omer lo laviti, ke omer lo parati dav. He holds, when a guy says, I didn't lend any money, I didn't borrow any money, it's like he said, I didn't pay back. And now you have witnesses saying he paid back, and the guy himself saying, I didn't pay back. The borrower is believed, obviously, over witnesses. He's the guy. So therefore, the chadush in this case is amazing. The witnesses come in and say, we saw the loan, we saw the guy pay back. But once this guy said, there was no loan means like I didn't pay back. So you're arguing on the witnesses. Or the novice believes over the witnesses, and then we've got to pay back. Big produce in that case. A guy told his friend, give me the 100 that I'm trying to get out of you, that you owe me. Open at Icha b'fnei Ploni uPloni. Didn't I pay in front of
so and so?
I'm gonna pay you back, buddy, in front of Reuven and Shimon. Atu Ploni uPloni. So they brought the two guys. They brought the guys. Amru lo ayu devin me'olam. We never saw that. That's a wise guy. He's a liar. He came and said, "I paid you in front of those guys." They brought the two guys that he claims, and they said, "We never saw such thing." So Zavarav Shishat Memar Chokzak Kafran. The guy is a kafran. The guy is a liar. That she says ve'enu ne'eman afilu b'shivua. Now you're not going to be believed even with a shivua lomar piratik ashlo b'fteim. Shere amad piratik b'fteim v'nimsa shakran. Now he can't even change his claim and say, "Oh, I swear I paid you back, but I didn't mean in front of the witnesses. I forgot my story. I paid you back." Even with a shivua, we're not going to believe because bottom line, you lied. Amar le'rava kol mitad elaram ya'aleh de'inish. That information is not vital and pertinent. That's why it's not on his mind. All the guy remembers is that he paid. He didn't have to pay for the witnesses here. So therefore, the guy comes along and says, "Oh yeah, I paid back, and this is the witnesses." That superfluous information that he threw in there. He's not obligated to remember who the witnesses were and how he paid back. He just has to remember the main item. "I know I paid you." So when he comes along and says, "I know advantage of all my witnesses," you're right, he made a mistake, but he's not a liar for that. And therefore, he doesn't lose his ne'emanut. He's not considered Hozak Kafran. Look at Rashi. Kegon zeh, shelo yeru lomar piraticha be'edim. He didn't have to say, "I paid you back in front of witnesses." Shelo amalu zeh b'shat halva'a be'edim parali. But at the time of the loan, he didn't say, "Make sure you pay me in front of witnesses." If he says that, then he already has to be cognizant of witnesses. But he didn't even say that at the time of the loan. Hilkach lo sam libo l'skor im be'edim para im shelo be'edim. He forgot how he paid him back. ואמר בעיני פרטי חבר עבדת ואינו עושה כפרן בכך. Doesn't make him a כפרן בכך. Yeah, that wasn't really on his mind to be accurate on.